she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I saved my good morning. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Good morning.
Lane Lewis.
Good morning.
And me, Sybil. Good morning. We're here every Saturday after Kevin Miller's show. Shout out to the folks at TexasLending.com. Hello, everybody. Thanks for listening to us. If you want to give us a call, our phone number, I'm going to get it right today, 877-881-1053.
That's because it's written in big letters in front of you.
You weren't supposed to say that part. You can also send us Autoflex Leasing fan texts, 43733, or you can call Autoflex. Today's a good day to do some car shopping. It's a nice weather for test drive. What
it
are those
is.
Numbers?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234. Get them today before they're hail damaged tomorrow.
That way you can park it in your garage at home. That's a good call.
Save a car.
Exactly. Ride a cowboy. You know what I saw today on the drive-in, and I've never seen one before, but it was actually pretty cute? A convertible Nissan Murano.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know they made those.
Oh, yeah. They didn't make too many of them.
Okay. That's probably
why.
They
haven't been a big hit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a convertible SUV, but it's kind of cool.
That's why I thought it was so unusual. I've never seen one.
We actually have a customer looking for one right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it came up yesterday. Because if Murano Cabriolet, and it's just sort of a weird... You're not used to seeing that.
Right. It's interesting.
The first time I saw one, I went, what?
That's what I did, too. And the guy had his windows up. If you're driving a convertible, don't do the windows up. That's not taking in the full experience. Why do people do that?
They don't want to blow their hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they're talking on their cell phone. I'm like, there's no way you can hear that person when you're flying down the highway.
We saw an S2000 this morning that it had quite a bit of work done to it.
Uh-oh.
The right door was white. The rest of the car was primer, and it had a relief map of the world on the trunk. I don't think it was intentional.
That's great.
Not good.
Well, everyone is always trying to save money and get the cheapest gas prices they can, and people start to do little tricks and tips of things that they expect to save them some gas. But we've got a list of the fuel efficiency myths that are floating around out there.
We are here to be the myth busters.
Yeah.
Okay, and we'll blow stuff up later.
Yeah.
Because that's the cool part of their job is they get to blow stuff up.
They do get to blow stuff up.
Okay, everybody's grandfather has these things they told him. Everybody's neighbor, everybody's buddy, every girlfriend's pal. You know, here's what you do to save gas. And there are ways to save gas, and we'll talk about them in a minute. Here is not what you do to save gas. First of all, if you fill your tank up all the way, you won't have as much evaporation.
Or they say you won't.
Well, maybe in 1950.
Right.
But not now. Gas tanks have vapor recovery units on them, and you can't evaporate more or less because it captures all the vapor.
It just kind of cycles back through a little storage
exactly.
tank or something.
Exactly. So filling your tank up, you know, keeping it full doesn't prevent evaporation. If you're going on a long trip, it's a good idea.
Shifting mm-hmm. into neutral at stops. You just wear out your shifter faster.
Well, and no one has a stick shift anymore anyway, really.
Well, cars are carbureted now, so... cars aren't carbureted anymore. With fuel injection, the engine understands when you're idling and when you're not, and it automatically cuts the fuel flow down. So it doesn't save you any money.
And then manual transmissions don't necessarily get better fuel economy either.
No. In fact, the only time that you could get better fuel economy on a manual might be when you were driving in town if you really, really knew how to drive a stick.
Right.
But the
and let
rest
me tell
of the time,
you, most people really don't know how.
Well, and that is the thing. Do you know why there's
grind
no...
Grind it if you can't find
do,
it.
Do you know why there's no more... Yeah, do you know why there's not as many manual transmissions sold?
Why?
People can't drive them.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's an age thing. I think you could probably talk to a lot of people who are under maybe the age of 30 who don't know how or have never
absolutely.
Driven one before.
I taught a customer to drive one once. Yeah. And I wanted a manual but didn't know how to drive one.
That's funny.
I did, too.
They are fun to drive.
Yeah, I had a customer that wanted a Honda Prelude, and he had to have a 5-speed, and I taught him how to drive it.
Here's why they're going away, because people like to mess with their technology while they're driving and do their makeup and stuff. And if your both hands are busy...
This is when knee driving comes in handy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. A dirty air filter will lower your mileage. No. Used to, maybe it would, again, when you had carburetors. But now, everything is metered through a computer. So your car understands that it's not getting as much air, so it doesn't put as much fuel with it.
But it would possibly affect the acceleration?
Yeah, I mean, it might screw you up on acceleration, but otherwise.
Could lead to sluggish acceleration.
Yeah, but not more gas usage.
Filling up when it's cooler gets you more gas. No, not true. But it is smart to fill up when it's cooler outside so you won't be cranky when it's all done.
Yeah, I've never heard that one.
Well, the old thought was if it was cool that the gas would be more dense and more of the gas would flow into your gas tank. It's not. I mean,
these are people that are thinking way too much.
Yeah, it's very scientific.
Too much. All right, cruise control saves gas. It does if you're on a long straight highway. Otherwise, if you're driving hills and curves, a driver can save more gasoline by slowing down in anticipation of a curve or driving into a hill a little more steadily.
Controlling it yourself, basically, yeah. Because if you ever have had your cruise on when the hill comes up, you can feel it kind of romp to stay at the same steady speed. And if you did that more fluidly yourself, you would definitely not waste all that gas by pushing down so fast on the, you know, on the gas to go faster. Fuel additives save gas, can increase mileage. I mean, they're always selling that stuff at gas stations and the parts stores, but
you see whole shelves at parts stores, you know, dedicated to this stuff that if you put it in your gas tank, it will magically save you gasoline.
Well, listen, to help protect consumers on that, the Federal Trade Commission has a website dedicated to the doubtful claims of gas-saving products.
And you can go to the FTC.com and see that.
So look them up. Really, the only thing that might help you is if your fuel injectors are clogged up, use a fuel injector cleaner. But other than that, these additives aren't going to...
They cost more than they'd save you in gas.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
All right, gas mileage drops as your vehicle ages. It shouldn't. If you maintain your vehicle, if you do what you're supposed to do for the maintenance and stuff, gas mileage should stay the same throughout the age of the vehicle.
Mm. And topping off the tank helps gas mileage? That's not true. Plus, if it overflows, that the vapors, it just catches the...
Well, the gas pump itself is set up to capture those vapors back.
Oh, it's the pump,
yeah,
not your car.
Yeah, that's why it's got that big sleeve thing that goes over your deal. That actually captures the vapors back into the gas tank.
So when that gas
into the filler tank
nozzle automatically stops on its own, leave it be.
I always top it off, though,
no.
Because...
Why?
Well, the bank I go to, if you get like a whole dollar over, then you get points for it. So if I'm at 48.52, I'm like, well, I'm going to hit 49, gosh darn it. So then I think
that
pull
other 50
trigger.
Cents is going back into the fuel pump.
Oh.
We're going to talk about that, though, in just a minute, because that is a good idea. Finally, lowering, and this is the biggest one of all, a truck's tailgate will improve the gas mileage.
It will not.
Trucks are designed the way they're designed to get the very best mileage. And when the air flows across the cab of a pickup, it rolls in the bed and actually pushes the truck forward a little bit.
It hits the back of the cab and
pushes it. Yeah.
Gives it a backdraft.
And it also creates sort of an air bubble inside the bed that the other air flows over more smoothly. So if you lower the tailgate, you lose that push action. And the worst thing you can do is put on one of those mesh tailgates.
Those net things.
Right.
Yeah. It's sort
That's
of like... Yeah, dragging a net behind a boat.
In the water. It definitely creates more drag, so that's not the thing to do. So next time you see somebody with one of those, say, hey, buddy.
Get that thing off of there.
You're wasting gas.
So we covered that. Let's cover what happens to really save money.
Okay.
First of all, check your owner's manual, because your owner's manual will tell you what gas to use. Don't buy premium gas if you don't have to.
Right.
Most cars, the vast majority of cars, will run just fine on regular and stay away from the mid-grade completely. The mid-grade, it's a way to get you to spend a little more money.
Marketing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just regular
you
in
feel
a fancy
generous,
package.
Like you're doing a little something for your car.
Right.
Well, I'm not going premium for you, buddy, but I'll give you the mid-grade.
Right. More money.
Just more money.
How else can you save money on gas?
Well, you can shop around. You know what? There's gasbuddies.com. There's all kinds of things on your phone that you can look up while you're not driving. And they'll tell you where the cheapest gas in town is. And you can save some serious money by shopping around just to places right around you.
Or some of our AutoFlex Leasing fan texters could tell us today. They could tell us
where
the
cheap
cheapest gas is.
Let
us know.
GasBuddies.com is not a bad way to go. Sybil, you were right on. Charge it. Some charge cards allow you rebates when you spend money for gas.
Yeah.
You build points or you get rebates. The thing you got to be careful of is you got to pay it off every month so the interest doesn't eat up any of the savings that you might
be
enjoying.
Oh. Now, if you let that ride, then where'd your savings go?
Save more gas? Don't start your car up and warm it up. New cars don't need to warm up. Mm-hmm. They just need to start and go. So start driving as soon as you go.
Don't speed. You lose the equivalent of 24 cents per gallon for gas for every 5 miles per hour over 60 miles an hour you drive. So that increases, let's say, your
Sybil's eyes. Sybil's eyes just got big.
Well, you put an actual dollar sign next to it.
Yeah, if your gas cost went from $3.50 to $3.74 a gallon because you were speeding.
And that's only going 65. What if you're going 80?
Okay, right. Folks. For
what
those
if
of you
Sybil
all
was
are,
driving 80?
For those of you all who are not in studio, Sybil's eyes got as big as saucers when Tammy said that.
And I was trying to do math in my head.
That's a quarter a gallon.
Yeah.
Extra that you're paying for your fuel because you're speeding because you're in a hurry.
Here's what a lot of people don't think about. Don't idle your car. Yeah. If you're stuck in line, turn your car off. You've got electronic fuel injection. When you turn it back on, it won't use any more gas than it was using. If you're going to be stuck more than 60 seconds, turn your car off.
The typical place I see that is in the school zones.
Yeah.
When everybody's waiting for their kids, they've just got their cars all running.
Yep.
Thinking, oh, those poor little kids, they're coming out to this horribly polluted air. They're coming out of the school. Mommy, mommy. And
sometimes, though, if it's freezing or if it's extremely hot, you need AC
or
heat. Don't
go 30 minutes early just to get that front row spot.
Good point.
Tell your kid to stay in the building until a certain amount of time and then come out when the stuff dry. I don't know.
Yeah.
Depends on how green you want to be or how much you want to pollute or not pollute or save on gas.
Cruise control.
Do what you want.
Cruise control can save you money. If you're on a trip, if you're on a long straight highway like Dallas to Houston, use your cruise control. It will absolutely save you money because it will not vary the speed. It'll be nice and steady, and it takes advantage of the car and the roll and all that stuff.
And along with that, you can minimize the need to brake by anticipating traffic conditions. So if you're watching ahead and the light turns red, go ahead and just let off the gas early. You don't have to drive up to the red light at 40 miles an hour. You can just kind of coast up to it.
Here's the other thing. Combine errands. And a lot of people don't think about this. If it's Saturday and you're going to be running five or six places, map it out. Figure out how you can do it all in one trip rather than make two or three trips.
And go to the furthest place first because that warms up your car. And believe it or not, your car gets better fuel economy once the engine is warmed up. So don't make all your little – don't start at the closest place and then just kind of go further out. Go the furthest place out. Work your way back because you'll get better. I know it's bizarre, but – it does work.
Get the junk out of your trunk.
Yeah.
If you got stuff in your trunk, it's going to hurt your gas mileage. You're just carrying around more weight.
100 pounds in the trunk can reduce a typical car's fuel economy by 2%.
And finally, keep your tires properly inflated and aligned. Mm. That makes a big, big difference in your gas mileage, and you'll chew up tires, which will cost you a lot of money. So those are the ways we can tell you how to save gas.
And if you have any to contribute, feel free to send us an AutoFlex Leasing fan text, 43733. We got to take a quick break. We're going to be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Happy Saturday to you. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with your hosts, David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Lane Lewis, and me, Sybil. Our phone number to the studio, 877-881-1053. Maybe you're out and about running some Saturday morning errands and you're thinking of getting into a new car, but you need some advice. Now's a great time to call and get some free expert opinions. Also, you can send us your AutoFlex Leasing fan texts while you're not driving at 43733. And as always, call AutoFlex. They're open today. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234 out of the area. As always, AutoFlex.com, where you can see the stories that we're doing today. Learn a little bit more about AutoFlex. And if you go to the Facebook page, you can see some really cool videos. In fact, I put up the video from the Honda Do Not Text and Drive ad. It's on our Facebook page. It's really sort of scary. It's very simple and scary.
I'm going to have to go check that one out. Lots of fan texts coming in now, including this one. Somebody asks, a guy wants $6,000 for his 91 BMW 325 Si. He told me that Facebook told him the value. When did Facebook get into the car business?
You know what? Maybe autocorrect or something changed it from Blue Book or Black Book
to
Facebook.
That makes sense.
Yeah, maybe.
Or
when did Facebook
maybe somebody
get
on Facebook
in the car business? Yeah.
So maybe one of his friends.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how much your car is worth?
Mm-mm.
Whatever you can get somebody to give you for it. That's what your car's worth. So every car is different. There's no way to know. Books are just a guide. It's always better to let someone see your car to get the very most for it. And it's always best to clean it up and have it really, really pristine, even if it hasn't been that way for the past year and a half, so that when they see it, they'll think, God, this guy really takes care of this car well. You'll get more money for it that way.
Yeah.
Unlike the car I saw that was for sale by owner, you know, with the little...
Shoe polish
on the back window, yeah. And
what was
the
it?
Dent all down the side and back of it, and scraped up. No wheel covers.
Yikes!
On any of the wheels, it's like, yep.
Yeah. He didn't even have her best offer in there. OBO. There was no OBO. I was so surprised.
Aw.
Okay, a couple of fantechs just to deal with the segment we just had. I'm not an idiot, and it's not just old cobbler. It doesn't do a lot of good to warm up a car. Certainly,
he says if there is
engine wear that's going to be extreme at all, it would occur during the first minute or so of operation, but it's going to occur whether you're driving it or idling it. It doesn't really matter. You're not straining it. With modern lubricants and with the way engines are built these days, engines will run for 250,000 miles on a lot of cars without a problem. Just maintain them.
But this Autoflex leasing fan texter says at least warm it up for a minute for proper engine lubrication.
Doesn't matter.
I'm willing to, you know, let's take votes.
Another one on that same note says, well, what about the summer blend and the winter blend that oil companies claim that they change for climates? Does that affect it?
You have summer blend and winter blend gas. That's gasoline.
Okay.
And that has to do with outside temperature, not oil.
How about, are manual transmissions cheaper in cost?
No, they cost more now. Since they don't put them in many cars, they charge extra for them. You know, the 2015 Mustang is coming out, and it's got a manual transmission option. I think it's $1,595.
Okay.
To get a manual. In the old days, the manuals were standard, and they charged extra for the automatic because they built more manuals back then. Now they build almost everything as automatic. The other thing is the new automatics have 6 to 9 gears. They're tremendously fuel efficient.
I remember when 6 gears came out, and that was such a big deal. Only Vipers had them.
And the old ones had 3 gears. In fact, they had 2 gears, and then they had 3. That was the big thing, was the 3-gear automatic transmission. The new transmissions are so much more efficient than the old transmissions when it comes to the engine and the, you know, keeping the revs down, the RPMs down, and the fuel mileage. It's pretty amazing.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex 43733. I'd like to lease something like a Corvette with some low mileage, maybe for $30,000. Is that lease option something possible?
It is. I would tell you to look at why you're doing the lease on the car. If you're doing it for business purposes so you can write it off, then the lease might make the most sense. If you're doing it just because it's going to give you a lower payment, then we would tell you to look at the Flex Buy, which would give you the same kind of payment that a lease would, but if you decide to buy it at the end, you don't have to pay sales tax again. That's a big consideration.
Mm-hmm. That's the best thing about dealing with Autoflex. There's so many different options. So when you go in, you tell them what your needs are and what your parameters are, and they type it all into the FlexLease computer system and then figure out what suits you best. That's what worked for me, so I would highly recommend it.
Well, and it's interesting that you say that, because I spoke to a lady yesterday who was concerned about what she should do. And that is what I did for years. People would tell me their exact situation, how many miles, what their budget is, how many people they needed to carry around, what kind of features they wanted on the car, and their overall, you know, really how often are they going to trade, or how long do they really want to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would measure and weigh all of the different options, and I would figure out the least expensive way for them to do something. For example, one customer set up their mileage for 15,000 miles per year, and a couple years in, called me, hey, Tammy, you know, we moved, changed jobs, whatever it was, and we're driving more miles, and here's where I am now, so I'm thinking I need to trade it in and get another lease with a higher mileage option. I said, well, let's look at this. So at the time, trading it in early, they were going to be like $5,000 upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And then we paced the miles they were driving, which meant the mileage charge, if they went 10,000 miles over at 15 cents a mile, was only going to be $1,500 at the end. So I said, well, if you trade now, you're $5,000 upside down, so it costs you $5,000. If we wait till the end, it's only $1,500.
Right, so that's an
so
easy
you
choice.
$3,500.
Uh-huh.
And so we waited. You know, it was a smart. And I said, now we can look at it, you know, every 6 months or every year up until the end to see if you ever get to a point where you're close to break even or that you're within that $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
And then we could do it at that point. But they appreciated that I was honest with them about looking, you know, what's going to be the
right.
What's going to be the most savings, or which is the least expensive way for you to do this? So that's what you'll get from our people at Aflex.
That's right. And everybody wants a friend in the car biz, because when you are looking for a new car, you don't know exactly how all the numbers work and all the factors to include when you're trying to make a decision. So it's great that you guys are unbiased and have all the different makes and models, and you'll be able to say, well, if you want this, this plan might work for you, or you have this option over here. That's one of the things that I love about it.
We're on your side.
Yeah.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. I drive a 2006 Jeep Cherokee that's had a myriad of problems, and I caught the very end of a conversation you had some time back where you talked about some of the major defects with Jeep. Can you please do a quick recap of what the problems are so I can try to figure out whether I need to go to a dealer? Okay. First of all, the new Jeep hasn't had like a myriad of problems. They had some very serious transmission issues, but it was a software fix. So they actually plugged it into a computer, reset the software on the transmission, and I've not heard a lot about that again. Anytime you're thinking about getting a car, go online and look at the chat rooms about that particular car. Everyone that's got one of those cars, if they've got problems about it, well, not everyone, but a lot of people will go online to those chat rooms and they'll discuss those problems, the fixes, what it cost, if it was expensive, how long, all that stuff. It is the best source of information because it involves so many different people and they're unbiased. They're owning the car. They've leased the car. They're driving the car. So that's the best way to find out about a car. You can't read periodicals and stuff because they take advertising money.
Mm-hmm.
And if the manufacturer that you're checking on is one of their big advertisers, they're going to tone down some of the things that you might find out. So go to the owner's chat rooms and look at them there.
And the forums, like the message boards and stuff. That's
exactly.
Why Yelp and websites like that are so beautiful. And TripAdvisor, because you can go on there and get actual user opinions.
And the same thing about doing business with someone. Go to the websites. Go to Yelp. Go to, in the case of an auto dealer, go to DealerRater. See how many ratings they've got. Look at their Google ratings. That's how to decide where to do business.
Mm-hmm. You might even figure out who you want to do business with because they might be rating a specific representative at those places.
You know who to ask for.
Mm-hmm. That's happened with us before.
Well, and we had an employee join us a couple of months ago, and he worked for a very, very, it was a good, prestigious luxury car dealership. He wanted to make a move because he wasn't happy with where he was, and he chose us because of our customer reviews. He said, I want to work somewhere where they care about their customers.
That's awesome.
And so he's joined us. Yeah, he's a good guy.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That is cool. One more Autoflex Leasing fan text. Is it easy to get approved for a lease? And if so, what's the difference in leasing versus buying?
Good question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, you can be approved for a lease, but you can be approved on a broader credit span for a loan. You can be approved with really, really poor credit on a loan, and you can't get into a lease if you have really poor credit. Mm-mm. If you have decent credit, you can get a lease. But not if you have really poor credit.
It's one of those situations we have to review the credit. People say, oh, my credit's good. But then when we see it, yeah, there's good, there's bad, whatever. Mm-hmm. But the banks have their own formula for calculating the likelihood of this vehicle to pay out, pay on time, et cetera, so that they can make their money. And if it doesn't work in their formula, they don't approve it. But retail is much easier, and here's why. You're building equity in a vehicle that you purchase. Now, it takes a while, but you do get there. And you are not going to build equity in a lease because that's not the goal. We're subtracting upfront the future cost of the car. So this is how a lease works. You decide you want this vehicle. Let's just say it's a $20,000 car today. And in 3.5 years, it's going to be worth $10,000 with 40,000 miles on it. So we subtract that $10,000 from the $20,000 right up front. You pay interest on the whole 20 because you have to finance the whole 20, but you're only paying principal on 10, and that's how it works.
Yeah.
So that's why your payments can be 30 to 50% lower because it depends on the future value of the car. So the better car the car you choose with the higher resale value nets in a better payment compared to the cost.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it works.
We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David, Tammy, Lane, and me, Sybil. Phone number to the studio, 877-881-1053. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, 43733. And as always, you can call Autoflex. They're open today. What are the numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. Autoflex.com, where you can see all our great pre-owned cars, and you can see the Save Money Monday cars. Those are the cars that are going to go to auction on Tuesday if you don't buy them on Monday. And there are some really, really cool cars there this week. You can go to autoflex.com and click on specials and see them there.
Do you guys ever get car sick on long road trips?
Nope.
I don't, but a lot of people do.
I know.
And kids.
Yeah.
You know, and well, so then you're halfway to grandma's house and your back seat's going to need a major, major rework.
Oh, and you had to ride with that smell the whole time.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, okay, first of all, motion sickness is not real uncommon. It's when your brain gets confused. It's when you're moving and your inner ear tells you you're moving, but your eyes are looking at something that's not moving.
Oh, okay, so it throws you out of whack?
Exactly. Your eyes are telling your brain everything's still. And your inner ear is telling your brain that you're moving up and down or side to side. And then your brain gets confused. And what does it do? It causes you to puke.
Yeah, see, how does your stomach get involved in all that mess?
I think it's a really primitive kind of a reaction. Maybe one of our fan texters that's a lot smarter can tell us. But
oh, surely.
The automakers are really working at how to fix it. And here's why. A lot of folks with kids have discovered that DVD screen is the best babysitter in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also...
It causes car sickness.
Oh.
Because they're focused on the screen. It's not moving. They're not seeing the landscape go by. They're not seeing the car move. They're just looking straight ahead. In fact, I guess the worst ones for car sickness were the ones that they put down on the console on the floor. Because then the kids were all focused down there and not seeing the landscape at all. And then shortly... You need to clean up the back seat.
And that's where they're aiming, too. If their little heads are looking at the screen.
Oh, sure.
Their little mouths are facing that way. Bleh. Sorry for that visual.
So, like General Motors, and I thought this was really smart. General Motors has started testing cars.
Painted a lovely picture.
To see where they're going to put that video screen. And they got employees to put their own kids in the cars with the videos. And then they tested them with the employees' kids. I guess that way you can't get sued when the kid gets sick.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So put your kid to work day.
They did it, and they used the 2014 Enclave SUV, and they've moved the screens up and down, back and forth, put them in the back of the seats, just to find out where they can put that screen that won't cause kiddos to become sick. Chrysler did the same thing with the 2015 Durango, and they actually set up the video screen on the roof and then slid it around, moved it back and forth to get the very best watching angle for the kids and the one that caused the least chance of them getting car sick.
We learned to hold it in because my dad said, I'll give you something to cry about.
No, not really.
So now Ford has taken a little different stance on this. Ford is building tougher interiors.
Yeah.
They're building interiors that are easier to clean up in case. Because if you've ever had little kids, you understand that gummy bears, Cheerios, and all kinds of other stuff will be stuck all down in the seats and in the seat belt holders and in the seat belts themselves, you know,
and
everywhere.
And they kick the back of the seats in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
So having that hard plastic cover
exactly.
that they've done and... My car, my Ford, Honda Pilots, a lot of different vehicles don't have fabric or even that vinyl stuff back there anymore because of the durability it needs.
Exactly. And then finally, they have started working on the ride of the bigger vehicles.
Smoothing it out?
Yeah, of the club cab trucks and stuff to make it smoother for that back seat. Or the big SUVs, the Escalades, where you've got the third seat in the back that used to be so bouncy. They've worked on eliminating that bounce back there, again, to help with the car sickness.
The wheels on the bus go and puke round and round.
Oh.
Stop.
Okay, so a lot of, we've actually talked about this before, that a lot of insurance companies are trading in your privacy for lower rates, in exchange for lower rates.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to call my insurance and do this deal because I just don't drive that many miles, and I fancy myself as an exceptional driver. So I'm going to see if it saves me any money.
You know, the research that we read, 2 years ago on this, said that it saved 25% of the people money. Which means that the other 75%, they either turned out the same or it cost them money.
I think I'm a 25%er.
Well, and maybe maybe those numbers have changed, and maybe the criteria has changed. But Flo, as everyone sees on television, Big Flo, she's asking people.
I don't think
people,
she would want to be called Big Flo. I'm just saying.
I understand. She's asking people to plug in and let them monitor their driving on the chance that you can get better mileage. Now, are you comfortable with your insurance company knowing where you went, mm-hmm. how long you were there, where you went after that, how long you were there, how fast you drove, how fast you accelerated, how fast you hit the brakes, were there turns going faster than X number of miles per hour? Because that's what they're tracking. So if you drive like grandma, it may work for you. If you got a little bit of Mario Andretti in you, it could cost you some money.
Yeah, so think about that. If you're always running late to work, so you're always kind of pushing it, you better not sign up for that program.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Those people that are perennially late, mm-hmm. and people that are late are perennially late.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, they can't do this.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they're always, you know, kind of racing around trying to mm-hmm. save 5 minutes. But that is actually the wrong thing to do, because that's when you'll get pulled over and get a ticket, which will cost you probably 20 minutes at least, plus the ticket.
Yeah,
and then you also put yourself in all these little peculiar situations to cause or be involved in an accident.
But then you have the actual ticket as a valid excuse of why you were late.
So
no, that's not a valid excuse right. in my book.
Sorry, I'm late. I got pulled over on the way over here.
You know, the interesting thing about this for me was that the age breakdown, because people that were in the 30 years and younger didn't mind yeah. being monitored.
It's the younger people and it's the older people.
The
that
older
don't
people.
Wanna-
didn't want to be monitored.
Well, younger people are probably, they don't make as much money, so they're trying to save more money.
True.
So anything they can
maybe.
Do, if all you have to do is plug in a USB into your car while you're driving, they think, well, that's not going to affect me.
With the older people, it was a privacy issue. Mm-hmm. They just don't want Big Brother riding shotgun with them.
I don't mind the privacy part of it, but I know that I'm a bad driver and I would have increased rates if they were watching. So that's why I wouldn't do it.
Well, you know, here's the other thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't suggest you do it either. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you've ridden with me before.
If there is an accident and you were plugged in, they will have everything uh-huh. having to do with your driving of the car, and so will the other party.
Yeah, there will be no denying.
Because that's going to be court admissible and it's going to be accessible because it's part of your car, basically.
And I definitely want it. Because when I get arrested for punching that person in the face, they need to understand why.
That's a dash cam you're talking about.
I was minding my own business.
Right.
Yeah, that's a GoPro.
Just piddling along, and this guy runs the light because he's texting, so I had to punch him in the face.
Okay, this is really, really cool. Saw this online this week. Nissan has a car that will not get dirty. And I thought this was the coolest thing I'd seen. If you want to see the video, go to Autoflex's Facebook page, and the video's there. They take a Nissan and they coat it. They've got a paint coating that they put on it, and they coat half of it and they don't coat the other half of it, right down the middle of the car, front to back, and then they drive it through a whole bunch of mud. And they've got a coating that prevents the mud and the water from sticking to the car.
Like Teflon.
It is like Teflon, only for dirt, mud, and rain. And it just rolls right off.
Well, it should work for eggs then, too.
Yes. So, like Teflon.
Yeah.
They call it, and it's interesting because they've got all these great terms, they call it a self-cleaning car, and they say that it's got a super hydrophobic and an oleophobic paint that repels mud, rain, and everyday dirt. Oleophobic. Who knew?
If it's self-cleaning, it's kind of like a cat.
Yeah.
Except it doesn't get hairballs. Right.
If it really works, that would be my dream car.
Well,
right?
And it's a coating that they actually put on the car. You know, a few years ago, they came out with this, Audi came out with a paint that supposedly
cured it,
that cured itself. Mm-hmm. And it was like a slightly, it always stayed a little liquid. And when the sun would get on it, it would heat up, it would fill in little scratches and stuff.
They don't do it anymore, though, so it must not have really worked.
Yeah, but this stuff, they have to paint this on.
Mm-hmm.
And so Nissan did say that this is not going to be standard equipment on a car or anything. They did this for demonstration purposes, but
it
if they get enough interest.
It might be available aftermarket.
Yeah, it is available aftermarket. So
I love the idea. I mean, I need to really see it in person to make sure it works, because you know, they sell those things.
Are you a doubter?
I am. I'm a skeptic. They have those coats that you can get when you take your car to the car wash. You know, I don't know if it's called Rain-X or what, but it's supposed to keep your car from getting any water spots.
Right.
You get it done, and next time it rains, you have water spots. And you can't use your windshield wipers because it just smears it all in. And then you can't see through the cloudy windshield.
There you have it, the expose. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. We did the progressive snapshot. I'm 34, my wife's 33, and we save $236 a year.
I'm in.
Hey, that's real money right there.
I'm doing it.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We shall return. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Lane Lewis, and me, Sybil. Everybody's dancing. We got our Saturday morning coffee going, Red Bull. We're excited. Phone number 877-881-1053, Autoflex Leasing Fan Text 43733. And as always, you can call Autoflex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. Autoflex.com, where you can see all our great pre-owned cars and see the Save Money Monday cars. Those are really cool because
yes,
we're going to send them to auction on Tuesday, and we know that we'll get wholesale for them there. I mean, that's how it works. We send a few cars every week, and someone, I don't know who, came up with just a really great idea. I said, why don't we offer them to the public for one day? Save Money Monday. So we mark those cars down, and we offer them for one day. You can see them at autoflex.com. Click on the specials.
I know who came up with the idea.
I love a clearance.
She's sitting
deal.
To the left of
I
me.
I love a sale. I love a bargain.
When
I was at the hospital, you know, they were, are you allergic to anything? I said, yes, painful price.
You know what I love is Easter eggs. Those little hidden technology quirks that you can find. You know, like Siri has a bunch of them.
Yeah, we found that. David was frustrated with his phone one time and said, stop, because Siri kept coming on. She said, I can't stop, not even in the name of love. So then I can't leave mine alone. I'm pushing it constantly, telling her to stop.
Yep.
And one time she said, stop, hammer time.
I love it.
I know, I loved it.
Have you heard, if you say, Siri, talk dirty to me, what she says?
No.
Let me try it. Siri, talk dirty to me.
I can't. I'm as clean as the driven snow.
Oh. Ah, there you have it. Well,
but sometimes she'll go, silt, if garbage.
Oh, no.
Mud. Yeah, it's really funny.
It's very funny. Okay, so if you're a big fan of Easter eggs, Chrysler has given Easter eggs to its customers, and these are really, really, I think, really cool things.
I know. This is brilliant, actually. Brilliant marketing. Way to go, Chrysler.
Woo!
Okay, so here's what happened. Some of the Chrysler engineers got together, and they were video fans, fans of video games. And
gamers.
As we talked about on the break, there have been Easter eggs in video games for years, and they said, why don't we put some Easter eggs in our cars so the customers can find them? So if you look at a 2014 Jeep Cherokee, you'll find somewhere in the display an image of a 1941 Willys Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
Is
That's
that cool?
Cool. Yeah.
Right. So if you're driving one of the Chrysler cars, like a Chrysler 200 sedan, and it's got like mats in the floor, you're going to find a skyline of Detroit, and guess what's not there? The GM building.
That's funny.
They cropped out the General Motors building. That's very funny.
Right. And some Vipers come with floor mats that bear the outline of one or two of the most famous racetracks where the car holds records.
That's awesome.
And finally, the underside of the center console of the 2015 Dodge Challenger, it has the 100-year-old Dodge Brothers logo and reads Dodge Brothers designed in Detroit. Now, it goes even further than this because if you look on the windshield of a Jeep Wrangler, there is another image of that 1941 Willys Jeep in the corner of the windshield climbing up a mountain.
How cool.
And Dodge is really, they said, you know what? It encourages people, if nothing else, to get genuine Dodge windshields because nobody else can do the image because we own it.
And perfect. Apparently there's a topographical map of a famous off-road course secreted on the 2014 Jeep Cherokee in an image of the Detroit skyline from a same thing with no GM headquarters in the Chrysler 200 sedan. So for Chrysler fans, and if you buy one of these cars, you can just go hunting. Because this isn't everything. They've not told us about all the little surprises in these vehicles.
And these things are under the seats. They're all, I mean, you've got to really go through the car to find them. But they've got some really, really cool stuff that they've hidden in there. These little Easter eggs just for the Chrysler customers that buy and lease those cars.
How fun. So 2014 and 2015 models?
Yeah, yeah. And this was an idea that was originated with their engineering department. And they decided just, you know, why not? And Chrysler said, what a great idea.
Yeah.
If you have a 2011 Grand Cherokee, somewhere the original Jeep Willys grill, an image of its grill, is in that 2011 Grand Cherokee somewhere.
Okay.
So if any of you have found your Easter eggs, any of you Jeep drivers have found your Easter eggs, let us know.
Yeah, send us a fan text, 43733. So the EPA is making headlines once again.
Well, you know, they are really pleased with the way all the manufacturers have done with the new regulations that came into effect in 2012, mandating that their corporate average fuel economy be double what it was 10 years ago. The interesting thing is everyone really didn't comply, although the government, the EPA says, yeah, we're proud. Everybody complied. Everybody's in line. But everybody didn't comply and everybody's not in line. What they did was they bought and sold energy credits. If you're a company like Tesla or a company like Toyota or Honda that have a number of cars that actually beat the CAFE requirements, you build up something called energy credits. And then if you're a company like Rolls-Royce or Land Rover or Jaguar, where you don't build cars that meet the EPA requirements, you can buy those credits from folks like Honda and Tesla and Toyota. But
apparently Land Rover and Jag didn't do that.
They did. Well, they're doing it now, so they're in compliance. Rolls-Royce, the same way. Now, if you're Ferrari, you can petition to say, hey, listen, we're just a little car company. We shouldn't have to do this. And they can go, okay. And that's what happened.
Okay, does everybody Ferrari's realize exempt. They're selling nothing?
Who?
There's nothing that they're actually selling here. There's no...
No. Well, but they have to pay.
Yeah, it's just money changing hands. It's like a fee.
So,
but they're buying them from each other, the other car dealers. So Tesla, being a green electric car, you know, they don't have any emissions.
They have more than anyone else credits. And
although they do have emissions, if you think about what it takes to build those things.
Well, but
I mean,
that's what,
forgetting about that part. This is just nonsense.
That's what Mercedes did because Mercedes owns a percentage of Tesla. So they bought credits from Tesla. To bring their EPA average into line, even though they didn't build cars that met the requirements of the EPA.
This is a bunch of executives and people who
crazy,
find loopholes
huh?
got together to find a way to still build the car. It's just baloney.
It is shocking that that's somehow allowed to just trade your
credits. It's the system. It's not somehow allowed. it is the system. Okay. You know, there was a recall this last week on the new Impala, the 2014 Impala. Mm-hmm. And I want to point out the difference in the recall on the Impala and the recall on the Cobalts and the Saturns that had the bad ignition switch in them. Mm-hmm. The recall on the Impala was because the 2014 Impala, some of them are equipped with fully automatic brakes so that if something comes in front of you, rather than hit it, the car locks them up. And one of these cars actually braked. It locked them up. All on its own with nothing in front of it. Mm-mm-mm. And that's what is causing the issues. Here's the thing. The reason that cars got automatic brakes is the National Traffic Highway and Safety Administration is looking at mandating automatic brakes on cars. Mm-mm. They think it'll save 30,000 lives a year. The system is not perfect yet.
No,
but
nothing is.
It is a good system. And the reason you're reading about it is because of the other recall. Because people in the press business love to sensationalize stuff. So here we go, another recall at GM. Well, it's not the same at all. The first was a defective part that was ignored for many years. This is progress and is a system that is actually going to be installed. They've just got to refine it.
And it's probably not just with them. The other brand, the other manufacturers have these systems that aren't perfect.
They're controlled by radar, by cameras, by infrared, and sometimes they recognize like bridge struts and things, as something that it should be worried about or should be breaking for. So it's not at all the same. The 2014 Impala is maybe the most improved car I've driven ever from the 2013. It's just a great car.
And it saved one of my colleagues. He has the automatic braking, or he had it in this last vehicle, I know. And he was getting on a highway, and the lady in front of him stopped when he was looking back to check for traffic. And he said it braked for him, so he didn't hit her. He said, I would have hit her.
Wow.
Because I was looking over my shoulder. I thought she was going to continue going. She had a clear. I don't know why she stopped. I guess she didn't think she could get on fast enough. Mm-hmm. So in that case, it saved him.
Well, and we leased a car to a customer that has a JX Infiniti, their new SUV. And that customer told me that it saved them from having an accident. They were backing out at a shopping center, and a car was approaching from the side that they could not see at all. And the car was clipping along pretty good down the aisle. And he said, I for sure would have hit it. He said, the car stopped so sharp and quickly, it scared me.
Wow.
It just instant.
Yeah,
I'm sure it comes in handy more often than it causes accidents.
Scared him a little bit less than hitting that other car, though, I'll bet you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So,
to wrap it up, we all love dogs.
Yay!
There was a guy that ran from the police in Detroit.
What?
He was Ronald Kirk Brown, 24, was running from the police. They pulled him over. They were trying to pull him over because he had a defective taillight, and that was it. Well, he decides to run from him. He runs up an embankment. He jumps out of his car. He's running on foot. Well, a canine unit was very close, so they went over to help. And so he's running from him. He's hiding. And they turn the dog loose. Well, the dog runs into this bunch of bushes, and there is Ronald Kirk Brown. What does Brown do? He tries to choke the dog out. Guess what? You shouldn't try to choke out a German Shepherd. He managed to disengage from the dog long enough to get about two steps before the dog bit him in the buttocks.
On the buttocks.
Yeah!
He bit him directly on the buttocks.
Get him, puppers.
Yes. And so once he was bit on the buttocks, he decided to go ahead and surrender to the police. The dog is perfectly fine. Brown was treated and released and is now being hailed on a $75,000
bond. But Brown
didn't
give up running. He also tried to escape from the hospital while he was handcuffed.
That
what
is true.
What was he hiding from? I mean, he was getting pulled over for a taillight. But yeah, he must have had something going on.
Well, he's got something going on now. He can't sit down.
Good.
Anyway, the dog was not harmed.
Good. That dog was doing his job.
That's
I love
what we
it.
We all want to know. No animals. No four-legged animals.
Mm-hmm. We're harmed in the making of this story.
We're all animals, aren't we?
We are. All right, well, that wraps up our show for today. But if you want to call AutoFlex Leasing, they are open at both locations. Today's a good day to go for a test drive or to take a peek at all the Save Money Monday vehicles. 817 or 972-234-1234. Or if you're out of the area, 888-234-1234. And as always, you can go to AutoFlex.com. Click on the Facebook page. Follow along with all the stories we're talking about. Did you have something you wanted to chime in with?
I was going to say, we can always, if you want to test drive a Jeep, we can hunt Easter eggs together.
Yeah, good one.
Bring over a Jeep and hunt for Easter eggs.
I love it. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Thank you to Lane Lewis, to the fan texter asking me meow. Yes, indeed. Meow back to you. For David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.